Welcome to all those joining us for the Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros, Halacha Gimel, and we're in the middle of paragraph Beis. We're up to the sub-paragraph on page, in my version it's 174 on top, V'zehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas dinei nezikin. Before we begin, today's shir is dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Sora Bas Shmuel, on the 14th of Shvat, the mother of Moshe Hamburg. Also, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, Zechron Avrocho, whose yard site is today, Rabbi Aryeh Moshe Eliob, Reb Shmuel. In the previous year, we had quoted a Gemara, where the Gemara says that if a person wants to be a chosid, they should fulfill all the mitzvahs related to brachos. And another opinion was all the mitzvahs related to avos, to our forefathers. And then a third opinion was all the mitzvahs that are related to the laws of damages. And where this halacha again is based on chapter 37 in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal is focusing on the issue of elevating souls, lahalois es hanefesh or lahalois nefoshos. Now, in this next piece, Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound a little bit on this topic of nezikin. When a person causes damage to another person, whether it's financial damage or bodily damage, and the correction of it. V'zehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas dinei nezikin, shehizhira ha-toira, shelo yigzoil v'lo yazik echod es chaveroi. The Torah has warned us that a person is not allowed to steal from or cause any harm or damage to another person, kedei sheloi lifkoim es hanefesh, so that we shouldn't damage the nefesh, the soul of that person, shehu bechinas momoin kanal, which we learned previously, that the nefesh, the souls, and money come from the same source, from the kisei hakovod, ve'im gzoloi ohizikoi, and if a person did steal or cause any damage to a fellow Jew, tzorich lachzor loy uleshalem es hezekoy. You have to repay the damage that was caused, kedei lahashlem es hanefesh al yedei tashlume hahezek. By returning, by paying back that person, we're restoring and completing the soul of that person, which was damaged, which was defected as a result of the harm that was caused to them. Nimtza. So we see from this, shedine nezikin heim bechinas hisalus hanefesh, that the laws of damages are also pertaining to elevating the soul of the person that was harmed or damaged and was thereby lessened, and by making that up, by paying the damages, through this a person re-elevates the soul of the one who was damaged. Bechinas tztoka, just as we explained earlier regarding the mitzvah of tztoka, where the oni, a person who's poor, is in a state where their nefesh is in a low state, and by giving them charity, we're elevating their nefesh. She'ikr hisalus hanefesh hu al yodo, where one of the main ways of elevating a Jewish soul is through the mitzvah of tztoka. V'al kein al yidei ze nikro chasida. And this is why the Gemara said that a person who studies the laws of Nezikin and fulfills them properly is called chasida, the Aramaic word for chosid. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, goimel nafshoi ish chosid. A person who does good for the soul, for the nefesh, is called an ish chosid. Ki nidche hadin v'haksilus. When a person makes up the loss, when they pay for the damages, by doing that, they push away, they eliminate the din, any harsh judgment, the haksilus and the foolishness, shehu bechinas hezek, which are synonymous with damage, causing damage. Shenimshach mi pigam hadas, k'mashukosav Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher. The whole concept of a person causing damage to someone else is a reflection of a lack of das, a pigam in das. Because das is synonymous with shalom, peace. The Torah tells us that in the future, when Mashiach will come, Umalo ha'aretz deyas Hashem, the world will be filled with das, and then vegor ze'evim keves, the wolf will be able to live with the sheep, v'nomer imgdi, lo yoreyu v'lo yashchisu, there'll be no damages, no harm, people will not cause harm to each other, even the animals will not harm each other. Why? Because there'll be das. So when damages are caused, it represents a lack of das, a pigam of das. And again, which means a pigam in the nefesh. There's a pasuk, gam beloy das, nefesh loy toiv. When there's no das, the nefesh is no good. V'nis'ale ha'nefesh al yedei tashlumei nezikin. This is an example of an elevation of the soul through the money that's being paid for the damages. Because as we mentioned before, the roots, the source of the soul are in the place, the same place as money, holy money. The souls are rooted in kavod. We said that the souls are carved out from under the kisei ha'kavod, and money goes together with kavod. The pasuk says, "V'ho oisher v'ha kavod milfanecha." Wealth and kavod come from Hashem. The Gemara says, "Rebbe mechabed ashirim." Rebbe Yehuda Nasi showed special respect, kavod, to wealthy people. V'zeh merumas gam kein b'maymar hanal. And what we're discussing here is also hinted to in chapter 37 in Likut Imran that this halacha is based on. This that Rabbeinu Zalveh quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, page 104. Al pasuk oichle ami ochlu lechem. In the Navi is speaking about Nebuchadnezzar, who came to attack the Jews. But the Gemara darshans that pasuk also related to certain faults of ours that bring suffering upon us. And the Gemara says there are two opinions as to what causes this. Rav Omar Elu Hadayonim. Rav says it's when judges do not fulfill their job properly, when they judge improperly. And Rabbi Nizal says there, Hainu Riv Din, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had said, be careful regarding the Varidin. Varidin are these small pipes in the neck of a bird, which when a person shechts the bird, Rabbi Yehuda holds, a bird that's been shechted properly is allowed to be roasted whole. So he says, however, be careful when you shecht it, when you cut the pipes, make sure you cut the veridin also, in order that the blood should flow out completely from the bird before you roast it. So that term veridin, Rabbi Nizal shows over there in Likut Imran, the word veridin is a combination of two words, riv, din. The word riv, resh yud vav, is bigematria gvura. And din means judgment. So the term veridin refers to when there's a negative judgment against us. And the Gemara says there that when dayonim, when judges are not doing their job correctly, that's what brings harsh judgments against Klal Yisrael. Meaning, she'enom malin es hanefesh. Because they're not doing their job, their mission properly, these dayonim, and there's a pegam in din, there's a pegam in mishpat, that causes that the nefashos should not be able to be elevated. And Rabbi Nizal says over there in the Likut Imran also, remez l'shoichtim, that this pasuk is also alluding to a shoichet, who also has a very important mission of elevating the soul that's found in that animal. And if he doesn't do his work properly, he fails in that mission. Look over there in chapter 37 in Likut Imran, in the middle, where Rabbi Nizal speaks about this. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Zehu gamkein bechinas dayonim kipshutoi. This is also tied into the concept of judges in a court. Ki hadayonim kishehem hagunim vidonim mishpat sedek minish l'reyehu. Because judges, when they fulfill their job properly, and they come out with a proper judgment between two people, shelo yigzol v'lo yazik echad es mon chaveroi, so that neither one of the litigants is stealing or causing damage that's not being corrected, al yidei zeh malin u'mashlimin es hanefesh. By issuing a proper judgment, This results in elevating and completing the nefesh. Alidei dinei momonos shadonin koigen, by judging cases of money matters properly. Ki hamomoin hu hanefesh kanal, because we said money and the soul are very similar. V'alkein dinei momonos bishloisha. This will also explain why the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that regarding a court, a Jewish court, the minimum that you need is three judges to judge money matters. Zebchinas shloisha avos. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likut Imran regarding the merit of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Kiles rabim pochois mitras. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, you don't have a quorum, a proper quorum, less than three. De'inun avohon, which is merames to the avos hakdoshim. Kemuva betikunim, as is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar. I believe this is mentioned in the piece of the Zohar HaKadosh that we recite on the night of Yom Kippur before Kol Nidre, when we want to discuss the concept of nullifying all vows and removing all judgments, all negative judgments against us. So in the Machzorim, before Kol Nidre, there's a piece from the Zohar HaKadosh that speaks about the different levels of eliminating judgments, that it can be done through a court of three, and there are certain scenarios where even one person, a husband, can negate, can nullify his wife's vow. Kalidei hadayonim shedonin dine momonos kohoigen nidcho hadin. Because when there are judges who issue a proper judgment regarding money matters, that eliminates din, that eliminates any negative judgment from above, chas v'shalom. V'nis'ale ha'nefesh, and that brings about an elevation for the soul, shesharoshoi b'momoin, which is rooted in money. V'alidei zeh nizgalin ho'ovois bo'ilam, and this reveals the merit of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov in the world, lohogen kanal, to serve as a protection for us. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in Likut Imran, V'alkein heim shloisha dayonim. And this is why when it comes to money matters, usually you need a minimum of three judges, because what we're trying to do in issuing a proper judgment is reveal the schus avos, the schus of Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, who are this trio. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. We spoke about, if you recall, we mentioned the zikaron and shikha, remembering and forgetting, when we spoke in the previous year about column A and column B, the good and the bad, light and darkness, life and death, body and soul. So we also spoke about zikaron and shikha. And Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the pasuk, v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, vafes brisi Yitzchok, vafes brisi Avram eskor, v'ho'oretz eskor. That pasuk shows us that zikaron, when there is zikaron, which is life, which is light, which is tikkun hanefesh, then you have the merit of Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and also the merit of Eretz Yisrael, v'ho'oretz eskor. So now Rav Nosson Zal connects that also. Ki hadayonim ikr dinehem hu rak al yidei avira d'Eretz Yisrael shehu machkim. Because judges in a Jewish court, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or anywhere in the world, what gives them the ability to judge properly, what gives them that chokhmah, is the air of Eretz Yisrael. Because the Gemara says, avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. It's the air of Eretz Yisrael that gives chokhmah. Shemisho mekablim ikar chokhmas elokim bekirbom lasos mishpat. It's from the holy air of Eretz Yisrael that judges all over the world receive the divine wisdom that they need in order to issue proper justice. How do we know this? Because the Gemara tells us, ki osur lodun kiim smuchim. In order to be a proper judge, according to the Torah, you must have smicha. Ve'ein smuchim ela b'Eretz Yisrael. And smicha, proper ordination, was given only in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, if that's the case, How did they have courts in Bavel or in other places in the world? How do rabbis in other places in the world have the authority and the proper knowledge to be able to judge? The Gemara says, Va'anan shlichusa dekamoy avdinan. We, the rabbis of Chutz Laretz, are acting in the capacity of messengers as a shliach of the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. The source of proper judgment is Eretz Yisrael. Kamuva b'choshen mishpat, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, where it speaks about all kinds of litigations. When a court in Chutz Laretz issues a judgment, what's giving them the authority? They don't have smicha. They're not rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. The answer is they're acting in the capacity as messengers of the chachomim of Eretz Yisrael who did have smicha. Nimtza, she'ikar ha-mishpot shel hadayonim mekablim rak me'eretz Yisrael. We see from this that the whole concept of proper judgments being issued by judges is they receive that power from Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar hasmicha kanal. It was only in Eretz Yisrael that rabbis were allowed to give and receive smicha. Ki hadayonim malin gam kenes hanefesh. Because a judge, a dayon, is also involved. By being mamtik v'din, he's involved in elevating the soul. V'doichen esadin, and removing that riv din. Umamshichen chesed, and drawing chesed to the world. Ki, how do we know this? Because the Gemara says, ki kisheyesh din lemato, ein din lemala. V'nidche hadin, so that removes the heavenly din, v'nimsha chesed, and draws upon us a flow of chesed. V'chol ze nase rak al yidei avir deretz Yisrael kanal. And as Rabbein Azal said, that can only be achieved through the avir of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the only judges who are really qualified according to the Torah are rabbis that have smicha from Eretz Yisrael and in Eretz Yisrael. It's paragraph Gimel. V'ze b'chinas din kedima b'brachos. Why the Torah makes an issue as to which bracha you're supposed to say first. That it makes a difference. If you have fruits and vegetables in front of you, you must make the Boirei Pri Ha'etz first, and then the Boirei Pri Adama. Because once you make the Boirei Pri Adama, it automatically includes the Boirei Pri Ha'etz, and you're not going to be allowed to make a second bracha on the Ha'etz. Also, the issue of if I have different fruits in front of me, which one gets priority? Which one is first? Ki ikar hisalus hanefesh hualidei hakovoid shehu shoyresh hakol. Because one of the main components in elevating a soul is kovoid, which is the source of everything. Remember, we said that all souls and all wealth come from the throne of Hashem. And in addition, the Gemara makes a statement that everything in existence, everything in the world, was created for Hashem's kovoid. Lichvoidi barosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. So kovoid is the source and root of everything. Shalideze hanefesh te'evo lehikolel b'sharosha. Proper, healthy kovoid, that's what makes the soul want to connect to its source. V'alkein tzrichin leida, eze pri tzrichin lahakdim bebracha. And this is why it's important that we should know which fruit comes first in terms of making a bracha. She tzrichin lachloi kovoid lo'isa pri. We have to show respect to that fruit, lahakdima bebracha, to favor it, to choose it to be the first one that we make the bracha on, machmas chashivusa, because of its importance. Ki machmas chashivus hapri, because it's because of the importance, the kovoid of this fruit, dahainu sheyesh bo nefesh gedoyla beyoser. Where is that kovoid coming from? It implies that there's a higher level soul in a eitz than there is in a hadama. Alkein tzrichin lechabdo beyoser. That's why we have to show greater respect for that one. V'alkein tzrichin lahagdima. And therefore we have to take that one first. Kalidei hakovoid mizgale hanefesh mehis alumasa. Because when we show respect, This helps reveal the nefesh from its state of hiddenness, from its constrictedness. Bebechinas, as Rabbi Yehuda had said, Hi zoharu bebnei yam ha'oretz shemehem teitzei Torah. Be careful to show respect to the children of Amei Horetz, because by doing that, you will assist them in bringing forth the Torah that's inside of them. Shemehem teitzei Torah. As a result of this respect, Torah will come forth. Why? Because Torah and Nefesh are the same. We mentioned the pasuk Torah Sashem Temima Meshivas Nefesh. That the Torah of Hashem is complete, it restores the soul. So by enabling the Torah to come forth, we're enabling the soul to be elevated. And this is why the Torah is particular about treating food with respect. Don't put it on the floor. V'zeh b'chinas shulchan malachim. This is the concept where the Gemara tells us that one of the factors that determines making a bracha, what type of bracha and how we deal with food items is, if this is respectable enough that it would be placed on a table of kings, Shulchan Malachim, Bechinas Melech HaKovoid, Ki Iker Bechinas Kovoid Hu Ba'achila, because one of the important ways that a person shows respect for another person is when it comes to food, Bechinas Shulchan Malachim, as we have this expression, the table of kings. Ukemavor b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, and as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in several places in Likutei Moran, ukemoy shenire b'chush, and as we see in real life, kishe'echod roitze lechabe des chaveroi, when someone comes into your home, one of the ways that you show respect for that person is by offering them food, putting out food. Usually, in most cases, the way that one shows respect for a visitor or for a guest is by offering them food or drink. Because in food is one of the places, one of the most significant places where kovoid is found, where souls are found. Kiyeshom nefoshois rabois. Because in food is found many souls, shesharosham bakovoid, which are rooted in kovoid. Ve'ikr hisgalus va'aliyas hanefoshois hu al yedei hakovoid kanal. And the main thing that helps reveal and elevate these souls is when there's proper kovoid, there's proper respect, which means that the food is being used to show respect to a fellow Jew. V'zeh b'chinas brochois protios, shem b'chashivus yoiser mi brochois klolius. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to address a very important question that many people have, that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch point out, that a bracha that's more detailed is considered a higher level bracha than a more general bracha. V'yesh lohem din kedima. And therefore, the bracha that's more limited, that's more detailed, goes first before a bracha that's broader. Kegoin, for example, if we have the opportunity to make two brachas, Boirei Pri Ha'etz or Boirei Pri Ha'adama, the bracha that you make on things that grow on a tree, which also come from the ground, the tree comes from the ground, or a bracha that one makes on something that doesn't grow on a tree, a watermelon, a pumpkin, a melon, another type of melon, on which you make Boyer Pri Adama. The law is that the Boyer Pri Eitz comes before the Pri Adama, and both of those are Koidmin Lebirchais Shahakol. Both of those two, Ho'etz and Adama, come before something that you would make a Shahakol Nia Bidvorion, like a piece of meat, or fish, or something else. Why? Because the Ho'etz and Adama are a more detailed type of bracha. Kemavur b'Shulchan Aruch, as is explained in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Nosson Zal asks, V'lechoyra einoy muvan k'tzas. However, a person learning this seems to be hard to understand. Logically, you would think just the opposite. Ki bracha klolius, you would think that a more general bracha that covers more things would be more important, Me'achar she'mevorchen Hashem Yisborach, she'boro ha'koil, because we're showing Hashem greater respect. We're saying she'ha'koil boro lefodeh. Everything was created to show respect to Hashem. She'mevorchen Hashem Yisborach, she'boro ha'koil. We're acknowledging that Hashem created everything. K'mo she'mevorchem she'ha'koil ni'e bedvoroi. Ubevadai boze maskirin shevach Hashem Yisborach yoiser. Avol bebrocha protis, ein maskirin shevach Hashem Yisborach kol kach. Whereas in a more detailed bracha, we're not praising Hashem in such a huge way. We're limiting Hashem in a sense in saying that he created the fruit of the tree. We're not saying anything about the fact that he created anything else. Avol, however, Rav Nosson Zal answers, Mailas hakedima shel brocha protis hu bebechina hanal. The significance and the specialness of the more detailed brocha is tied into what we spoke about before. Kimeyachar shemavorchen al pri zu brocha protis, the fact that Hashem commanded us to make a special brocha on fruit of a tree that's different from everything else. Everything else is included in Shehakol Nia Bedvoroi. But Hashem said, fruit are something unique, something different, that they get their own bracha. Nimtza, sheyesh lo chelik bakovoid beyoiser. That implies that Hashem is showing greater respect to this thing, that it deserves its own bracha. An example that came to mind when I was learning this, when a person wants to thank a group of people that helped them, a person has a simcha, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, and there were different people that were involved in helping out, and the person says, I'd like to thank all the people that were involved in helping making this happen. That's a beautiful thing. But then sometimes the person will say, and I'd like to especially thank so-and-so and so-and-so for their outstanding help. There's the general statement, which is a display of respect, but when we want to show additional respect, we do it by mentioning that individual. So here too, the fact that Hashem, the Torah, has taught us that fruit, that everything gets a general bracha, shehakol nia bedvoroi, but there are certain things that deserve special mention. Boirei priu eitz, boirei priu hadoma. We're praising Hashem over this particular type of food item, this fruit. That shows that this food item is so respectable that it deserves its own unique bracha. And therefore this shows that this food item has a higher, a more significant connection to the kovoid. This is because of the fact that the souls that are found in fruit or vegetables are higher level souls than souls found in other things, in dairy products, other things like that. I believe that one exception to this might be meat, because it's a different level of creation. There's doimeim tsoimeya chai medaber, there's inanimate objects, there's animals. There, it could be that there are higher level souls in them. I'm not sure, but I know again that the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah speak especially about fruit, that they have high-level souls and nefoshis in them. V'alkein tzrichin linoig b'hem kovoid b'yoyser, and this is why we have to show greater respect to things that come from a tree or the hadoma, ula hagdimon, and to recite that bracha before we would be making a bracha on something that gets shahakol. Ki ikar his alus hanefesh hu'al yidei hakovoid shehu shoresh hakol. Because one of the main things that helps elevate a soul is kovoid, which is the root of everything. V'chibadetoy me'asoyis derachecho, the special kavod of Shabbos and zocher esem Shabbos lekatshoi, and the respect for Shabbos and Yontif is meat, fish, those items. So it would seem that those items might be exceptions to this, that they have high-level nefoshes in them that require tikkun. But again, on a general level, between shehakol and versus ho'etz and hadoma, we can be sure that the nefoshes that are found in ho'etz and hadoma are generally higher-level nefoshes than in shehakol. And the main significance and respect regarding what comes first, what are you going to choose to make the bracha on if you have a variety of things in front of you? It's fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Those special fruits which the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael about. V'chol ha-muktam b'pasuk, muktam levracha. And not only that, but the Gemara says that the pasuk that lists these special items that we praise Eretz Yisrael about, whatever is first, whatever is earlier in the pasuk, comes first in choosing what to make the bracha on. K'mayshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as our rabbis tell us, ki ikar habracha hi bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. The main source of blessing, and the main blessing is Eretz Yisrael. Bebechinas avira d'Eretz Yisrael, the holy air and atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. It's through the holiness of Eretz Yisrael that we elevate, that souls are elevated, and the seichel is expanded, and the power of zikorin is stronger. This corresponds to Torah and Das, v'zeh sham Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is why the Gemara tells us, kol ha-posuk l'shiurin emar, that entire posuk that lists these seven species, everything listed in that posuk is used to teach us different significant measurements of mitzvahs in the Torah. This is the significance and importance of these seven species. Shehapeirois hem chashuvois kol kach, sheyesh bohem nefoshois gevoyois moi. They contain inside of them very high-level souls. Shezehu ikar chashivus hapeirois kanal. The hanefesh hu ha-Torah. And the soul is synonymous with the Torah. Remember, there are 600,000 Jewish nefoshois. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Nefesh and Torah are synonymous. Torah Hashem Temimo Meshivas Nefesh. V'alkein Haperois Shel Eretz Yisrael Shehim Shivas Haminim Mesharim Bohem Kol Hashiurin Shel Torah. And this is why all of the measurements that are applied throughout the entire Torah are based on those seven species. Sheze Moira, this teaches us Sheyesh bohem nefoshois gevoyois harbe, that these seven species, chita, so'ira, gefen, ten, they have in them these very high-level souls, shehem bechinas Torah, which means these food items have in them a very high level of Torah. V'alkein misharin bohem shiurin shel Torah, and therefore they are the ones that are used to define all the measurements of the Torah. Ki hanefesh hu ha-Torah. And that's what makes these fruits, these food items, more important, because they are a higher level Torah, a higher level Nefesh. Ve'eretz Yisrael nishtabcha behem. And Eretz Yisrael is praised because of them. Ve'yesh lohem din kedima al shar peiros. And therefore, they come first. A person must choose one of them first to make a bracha on before other fruits. Because there's more Torah and higher level Torah cloaked in these seven species than in anything else. Because you see that the entire Torah, all the laws in the Torah of measurements, are based on these seven species. So we see there's a lot of Torah in them. Therefore they come first, by placing something first, you're showing respect to that item. Kovoid. Because they have more and greater souls and more and greater Torah. Not coincidental that we're learning this on Erev Tu Bishvat, when there's a custom in Klal Yisrael to make brachos over these species, preferably over these special things that the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael about. Reminder, caution, that there are many other mitzvahs in the Torah related to these. Being extremely careful about the issues of bugs and trumois and maisrois and orla, to make sure that one buys these fruits and species from places that have a proper hechsher, and to be extremely careful with all the laws that pertain to them. Any questions, please?
The focus between Klalius versus Pratius and Pratius versus Klalius, and there's more covered with Pratius over Klalius. And I was just wondering, I'm assuming we're going to get to it, but something like hamotzi.
The hamotzi, we're mentioning lechem specifically. That's extremely prati. We're speaking specifically about bread that's made from grain, which again could be usually standard is chita of the five grains. Chita is the most significant, and that's the first one listed in that pasuk. In praising the seven species, chita is number one. And we know that usually you can't eat chita the way it is. It's from chita, from wheat. And soira, wheat and grain, which are the two leading, wheat and barley, which are the two leaders of the five grains, those are the ones that we make bread from, bread and cake. And that's one of the issues that makes them so significant, so important, besides all the other factors in them. But even regarding this issue of the seven species that we praise Eretz Yisrael about, Chita and Soira are out there number one and two of the seven. Regarding the issue of Klolius and Proteus, we mentioned it here now, that the more specific a person is in applying, showing that Hashem is involved in this in detail, that's considered a higher level Chashivus. And I'll mention another source that's relevant and very important. The Zohar HaKadosh points out that we learn from Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu was about to encounter brother Esav, Esav was coming with an army of 400 men. So the Torah actually mentions the prayer of Yaakov Avinu. And it says there that Yaakov Avinu said, Hatzilenino miyad ochi miyad Esav. Hashem, please save me from my brother, from Esav, because I'm afraid that he's coming to kill me. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, once he said my brother, wasn't that enough? And the Zohar HaKadosh says, no, because many people refer to relatives as brothers. So it wasn't enough. And then he has to say exactly why, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Torah here is teaching us a lesson, that when a person is speaking to Hashem, even though Hashem knows, it's not that Hashem doesn't know, but in order to create the vessels that are needed to be able to receive the response that you're looking for from Hashem, to receive the Shefa from Hashem, the more detailed your prayer is, the more chance of success in being able to receive what you're looking to receive from Hashem. And this is the concept of Hispoidus that Rabbeinu Zal taught us about speaking to Hashem, not just Hashem help me, but really going into detail in a person expressing themselves as clearly as they can in terms of what's going on, what's troubling me, what number, and again, what I want to thank Hashem for. Hashem, thank you for everything. That's a nice thing, but it doesn't compare to a person who goes into detail, thinking carefully of all the individual things that I owe Hashem gratitude for. And again, crowning Hashem over every individual thing going on in my life, every piece of my life, not just making a general statement, but that this is important, that the respect for Hashem, that I'm spending more time and more effort and going into detail, just like we gave the example. Person says, thank you for everyone, for all of your help. Or a person says, I want to thank these individuals specifically who took so much time and effort and who helped accomplish A, B, C, and D, which were it not for their efforts, we wouldn't have had these significant items. that this issue of the Proteus versus the Klolius. I want to stress again that I am not a Poisek, and this is not a Shir in Halacha. However, it's true that the Bracha of Hamoitzi covers everything that's part of the meal, that's considered part of the meal. Once a person finishes what's called the meal, the Suda, they definitely are allowed to make a separate Bracha on that. Now, I know, for example, on Rosh Hashanah, even though it was not dessert, they would take an apple and make a Beirei Prioetz because it's not being eaten as a salad, it's not being eaten together with bread, it's being eaten as a completely separate item. They would make a Ho'etz on it and dip the apple in honey and again recite that Yehi Rotzon on the apple. So it seems that on a night like Tu B'Shvat, if there's a major focus on these fruits and they're not being eaten together with bread, they're being eaten separately, a person would be permitted to make the bracha, the ho'etz, the shechiyonu, if they haven't had that item, you know, in an entire season, a person would be able to make that bracha separately.
I've been making the blessing on the apple first, but how does this relate to the kedima of the date?
Good question. If they're both in front of you at the time, we could check this with Poiskim, that if because there's a special minhag on Rosh Hashanah that Ashkenazim have of dipping the apple in honey, could be that at that on that particular night, that gets significance. Because there is this issue of chaviv. One of the factors in deciding what goes first, peiros of Eretz Yisrael get a certain priority, and also what you like more gets a certain significance. And then there's the issue of shechiyonu, making a shechiyonu on something that you haven't had. There are a number of different factors that come into play. So could be, in terms of having dates on Rosh Hashanah, there's a Yehi Rotzon that's said for that also, and the simonim, part of the simonim. Could be that if a person wants to make the ho'etz on the apple, to make sure that the dates are not there at the time. They're not put on the table until the person first has only the apple in front of them and they're making the ho'etz on that. I do recall the ho'etz being made on the apple. It's very likely and possible that if there were dates, they were not on the table at the time. And it could be that they didn't have it. In here again, when I lived in Chutz Loretz, the years that I knew Rav Rosenfeld, Zechon Avrocha, in Chutz Loretz, Rav Rosenfeld wasn't as big on the issue of simonim as I see Breslov here in Eretz Yisrael. I see the Breslovers here in Eretz Yisrael are very big on having 5 or 10 of the different simonim that are mentioned in Halacha on the night of Rosh Hashanah. All the different species, the black-eyed peas and the dates and the carrots and this and that. By Rav Rosenfeld, Zechon Avrocha, I saw the apple dipped in honey. I didn't see the others. In terms of Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, I don't remember. I'll try maybe to speak with friends who were also at the table to see if they remember that there also the Ho'etz was made on the apple.
The importance of Kavod, how important it is for each individual to raise his soul, elevate his soul. And on the other side, we see how detrimental Kavod can be, such as the Torah Vav, which starts with Ki tzarich kol adam lemaid b'chvod atzmo. And how do we resolve these two opposite or seemingly opposite or contradictory items together?
You quoted half of a sentence when you quoted the sentence from Likutei Moran, the opening statement of chapter 6 in Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nizal says there, Kitzorich kolodom lemait bechvod atzmo ulaharbos bechvod hamokom. There's a miut and a ribui there, that a Jew has to try very hard to limit their own kavod, respect for me, and increase the respect for Hashem. And those two are put together in one sentence, and the commentaries point out because they go together. In order for a person, we mentioned the famous quote, the last line in Pirkei Avos, Kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamoi, everything that Hashem has created in His world, loy broy elo lichvoidoi, He created it only for His kavod, for His kavod. As the pasuk says, Kol hanikra bishmi V'lichvodi berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. Everything in this world that has my name on, my name on it, and it's for my kavod that it was created. So, for example, if a Jew has a house, a home, and that's one of the greatest, that's what gives a person respect. I have a house. I'm a homeowner. I own a house, or I live in a house. I'm not homeless. I'm not on the streets, or I'm not living by somebody else, that kind of thing. A major form of kavod of a person is a house. So, and many people put their name, a nameplate on the house to show this is who lives, whose house this is. But a religious Jew puts a mezuzah on the doorpost to remind me and to announce for everybody that this is Hashem's house. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That this and everything in the world belongs to Hashem. Here again, before we partake, have any pleasure in anything in the world, any food, I make an announcement that this is not my apple, it's not my meat, it's not my bread, it's Hashem's bread. We mentioned before, the Gemara says everything belongs to Hashem. Hashem allows us to partake from it. He gives it to us, He shares it with us, if we acknowledge that it's His. How do we do that? By making a bracha. So here again, it's running away from personal kavod. It's trying to shun any respect that's given to me because I'm me. So that here again, even if a person does something wonderful, a person accomplishes something great, and a person says, wow, you did so well, you sang so beautifully, you said, a person hears that and says, Hashem blessed me with a voice, Hashem gave me a voice. A person speaks, whatever a person does, to always acknowledge myself and make it clear to anyone that I can make it clear to, whether it's my family or anyone in the world, that it's Hashem's greatness. Here again, a person becomes a president of a country, a king, and he says, I did this, versus I thank Hashem who has given me this privilege, this position. We know that the Torah tells us, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Horabonus mekaberes es ba'aleho. Leadership buries the one who attains it. And the Gemara says that even by Yosef HaTzadik, who was so pure and so good, the Torah points out that he died before all the rest of his brothers because of leadership. Did he do any Avera? It doesn't say he did a sin, anything wrong, no. But we're told that Malchus, kingdom, Kavod, is deadly. It's deadly on one hand. On one hand, it's He'olas HaNefesh. It elevates the souls. And on the other hand, it's deadly. It can go either way. It's super delicate. You have the word Din, Dalet Yud Nun, which means judgment. Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in our chapter on the Likutei Moharan 37. And you have Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the Shlemus, Hashem's name, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. You have the word Mace. Mace means dead or to die. You put an Aleph in front of it, the Aleph representing Hashem, it becomes Emes, which is life. So you're 100% right. That this item, kavod, is life depends on it and death depends on it. Kabed, showing respect to one's parents, showing respect to one's rabbi. Kavod ha-Torah, showing respect to the Torah. Respect Hashem, showing respect to one's fellow Jew. That's all others. Whereas when it comes to me, I have to try to avoid it as much as possible. And I need to know that it's harmful, it's dangerous, it's for myself. Showing respect to others is a wonderful thing. Even there's a certain delicateness. There's something called chanufa, flattery, a fake kind of respect, which the Gemara says that if a person shows chanufa, chas v'shon, that person will not be accepted by the Shekhinah, the Divine Spirit of Hashem. So this item of kavod requires a tremendous amount of understanding and the realization that it relates especially to others, to give kavod to Hashem, kavod to rabbis, kavod to my fellow Jews, respecting one's wife, respecting one's husband. But in terms of me, and also the Torah tells us, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim, that a Jew is a prince, and therefore we're required to behave in a royal manner. We mentioned that Rabbeinu Zal said when a Jew eats, even when there's no one else in the room, a person's supposed to eat with the same kavod as if I was sitting in front of a king, in front of royalty. So here again, on one hand, I'm required, a Jew is not allowed to go outside with torn clothing, or a Jew is not allowed to go out with stained clothing. The Gemara says, a Talmud Chacham who has a certain type of stain on his clothing is Chayev Misa. So there's a need for certain, it's a delicate, it's a fine line, learning where the kavod is appropriate and necessary and critical, and where it's dangerous. This term hakpada, where the Torah tells us, and the tzaddikim speak a lot about this, the Arizal warned his student Reb Chaim Vital to be careful to avoid hakpadas in the house. On one hand, we're supposed to teach our children and our wives and our husbands to show respect, that everyone in the family should be treating everyone else with respect, and especially children should be taught to treat the parents with respect. However, there are times when a parent, when a child does something that isn't proper, and the mission of the parent is to look away. To look away, not to be makpid, not to say you have to do this, or to show that because a child didn't do a certain thing perfectly, they're going to be punished or they're going to be embarrassed publicly, that kind of thing. This issue of kapdonus and kpeda, which a person has to avoid. Again, we need to teach children respect. They need to learn it. But at the time when things are happening, and if a child makes a mistake or does something wrong, in terms of myself, I don't get angry, I don't yell, and it doesn't anger me. I feel bad for the child that they made a mistake, they did something wrong, and at the right time, in the right way, I'm going to try to teach them the right way of doing things, to get it right.
Beautiful, thank you very much.
Any other questions before we close?
Tonight, we should wash for bread.
It's not a chiyuv like on Shabbos or on Yontif. It's an additional respect for this Rosh Hashanah. It's called a Rosh Hashanah for trees. It's mentioned in the Gemara, and it is a holiday significant enough that all Jews do not say Tachnun on Tu B'Shvat. So if a person can, to actually have a suit, it's a good thing. It's not as obligatory as on Shabbos or another Yontif. What was mentioned earlier about a Seder, there is a custom that some people have of making a Seder on the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. That's something I think that has developed more recently.
Rav Nosson, did you experience either Rav Rosenfeld or Rav Michel what they did on Tu B'Shvat, if anything special?
As far as I know, they had some of the fruits of Earth, you know, some of these special fruits. If possible, a fruit that a person could make Shechionu on, and some of the special fruits of Eretz Yisrael. I didn't see more than that. Among my Rebbes in Breslov, I saw, you know, taking two or three or one of the special fruits and making Ho'eitz, Shechionu, if it was appropriate.
Listen, the reason why you probably didn't see it by the presence of Michal Seder of Tu B'Shvat is because originally the Seder of Tu B'Shvat is not mentioned by Rizal. It's brought down in Sefer Chen Bas Hayomim, which Baal Shem Tov was very against. And then the Mechaim Krasnov learned the Sefer, and he made a tikkun on the Shoma of the Mechaber of the Sefer. And then afterwards, some Lars Sodium, they used it, some Hasidim used it also. And eventually it came down to the point that, you know, some people make a Seder, but it's not something which was Mekubal from Arizal. Toradim who learn everything from Chaim Vital, they don't accept it. And some people do, some Hasidim do, but it's not something which is like Mekubal, according to everybody, to make a Seder.
Thank you very much. That makes a lot of sense, because I know, again, in studying Kabbalah, there are different opinions. The Breslovers generally were very strict in taking only the guidance of the Arizal in those types of issues, you know, those types of issues. And I remember hearing about this Sefer Chemdas Yomim. Thank you very much. There's a well-known thing in all Hasidic circles that the Bnei Yisachar writes that on Tu B'Shvat is when the sap starts flowing in the trees, and it's a special opportunity for a person to be mispalil for a good esroig, to be zoicha to have a good esroig on Sukkos. That is an important custom on Tu B'Shvat that the Bnei Yisachar mentions, and it's mentioned in many Sifrei Hasidus. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara calls it Rosh Hashanah. It's an opportunity for a new beginning. And certainly to be mispalel, this year should be full of bracha and hatzlacha. And we should be zeicha that the upcoming Rosh Hashanah should be a tikkun for all the previous Rosh Hashanahs.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rav Nosson.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rav Nosson. Have a good day.
All the best.
Sure, Kol Tov. Thank you.